Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with.
Podcast.podomatic.com, and you know it's Wednesday, so join every week, sitting to my left, all the way from where you at, Gladstone, Liberty,
this is Gladstone,
Missouri, Big Nigger Jim.
What's happening, podcast listening people? Yep, I'm not at home in scenic Tracy, Missouri. I'm abroad. I've gone abroad this week.
He went a whole 15 miles down the road.
Yes, abroad.
All the way.
Like I said, abroad.
What was her name?
Claire.
Goddamn computer, motherfucker.
Claire. She's not a woman anyway, so. But I brought somebody with me.
I know, and I'll throw it to him, all right? Because we had a special treat. It is the pizza tossing, kilt wearing, bass slapping, best friend of Big Nigger Jim, Double J, Jesse Jones.
Hello, how is everybody doing tonight?
J-E-double-S.
E-J-E-O-N-E-S. It doesn't rhyme and fit together as well as Jeff Jarrett when you do it.
It doesn't. It started out kind of right, but then it kind of fell apart at the end.
But Double J works.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really call him that much, but I should.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
The Road Dog Jesse Jones.
I thought of that one too.
You didn't think of that one. I thought of that one, and you put me over saying that you've known him since he was two, and you never thought of calling him that until I said
it. I don't know why. I think it's come into my head like, that's kind of funny. But then I just never called him that.
But Jesse, welcome to the podcast. This is going to be
anybody would get it.
This is going to be a treat. This is the first time we ever had a three-way on the podcast, so
yeah. Should be.
It's going to be a weird experience that we don't tell our kids about.
It's a three-way with my girlfriend watching.
Yeah. I'm sure that is not the first time that's happened.
In the corner, laughing at a pile of men having sex with each other.
Whoa, Jim, you made this sexual.
You made this sexual.
All right. So I got a treat for you guys. Before I jumped on the podcast machine that I'm sitting in front of, I had to make a stop at Walgreens because it's 2 days before payday, and I need to stock up my house with unhealthy food that costs me very little money.
Right.
So I'm walking around Walgreens, and what to my wondering eye should appear but the greatest thing ever? Feast your eyes on this. Can you see what I'm holding up?
Triple chocolate Oreos?
This is triple double Oreos. I have not opened this because I want to save it for the show. It is like... It's like a Big Mac for Oreos,
yeah.
But the first patty is chocolate cream, and the second patty is white cream, and it's like three actual cookie parts.
So
cookie on top, cookie in the middle, cookie on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to open this shit up right now. We're going to do this on the show. This is the first time ever since we're experimenting with ourselves. We're experimenting with technologies and shit. Look at this. Look at that.
Holy shit.
That's black on white.
That's fucking... That's Dr. King's dream in a cookie. Right there. That's what all those rallies were for.
Yeah, so... My dick has never been harder.
Oh, man. Is it like instant diabetes, or does it take a minute?
Oh, no, it's instant. I fucking need insulin now.
That diabetes is instant.
Well, they need to do now is they need to make an Oreo where they have, like, a layer of insulin in the Oreo. So that way, whenever you're eating it, you're just kind of, like, negating the diabetes that you'd be getting from it.
Right.
Because it's so friggin' sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you realize this, but fucking Oreos have lost their mind in the last year or two.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, they have candy cane Oreos.
Yeah, no.
They've had those for a while, but they have, like, the lemon cream Oreos. They've made, like, the fucking watermelon Oreos, birthday cake Oreos.
Oh, I saw those.
Which one?
I like watermelon flavor, but not for cookies. That's ridiculous.
Not with chocolate.
Yeah.
Or
stupid.
You know, like, I gotta say that I am so... freaking sick of people shoving pumpkin spice into everything.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I don't want a fucking pumpkin spice Oreo. Like, I'm okay with, like, the vanilla Oreos. I'm okay with the regular Oreos. I'm okay with the double stuff Oreos. And then what is this now?
Triple double.
Sounds okay to me. But just stop putting pumpkin spice in everything. If I want pumpkin spice, I'll eat a fucking pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
If I wanted pumpkin spice, I'd kill myself because I'd become a person that wants pumpkin spice.
I only want pumpkin pie. Like, that's it. That's all I need. A couple times, you know, around this time of year, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, pumpkin pie.
A couple of slices a year, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, this is – oh, pumpkin pie time? Not like, oh, I need to have it in my coffee. I need to have it on cookies. I need to have it in
– I need a candle.
I need a pumpkin spice candle. It's like, I get it. Winter is coming, but fuck it. I don't want it.
This is our stand-up act, by the way.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't tell you the last time I've had a pumpkin pie. That's just something that's just not on the niggas' radar. Like, we eat sweet potato pie where I'm from, so.
Yeah.
But even that stuff is like
pie in a long time.
Even that stuff gets like crammed filled with pumpkin spice. I had potato pie for the first time last year.
You call it pumpkin spice, but we call it brown sugar.
Yeah. Well, whenever I had that stuff, it's like brown sugar and nutmeg, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, my girlfriend, she was like, "Oh, it's so delicious, try it." And it to me, it tasted like, well, I guess that exactly how it's described. It's sweet potatoes, and it was like, wah. No, for me, potatoes need to be buttery. It's salty.
Right.
You know?
I like sweet potato fries.
I don't.
You don't like sweet potatoes?
He doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to not talk for the next 10 minutes. You're in podcast timeout right now. So, Jim, this is the time of year when I don't know what the fuck to do with my life because there's no Flash. There's no fucking Arrow. There's
I know,
no
right?
Gotham. Dude, I saw the commercial for, like, the next episode of Flash today at work. And
yeah.
I cried from my penis because I needed to watch this show because I don't know how to live my life without watching Flash every Tuesday.
And you don't know how to cry through your eyes.
Because I'm a man.
Only through your dick.
Only through my dick.
Only through dick tears. But yeah. What? Oh, shit. Because I think I watched the preview for that, too. I just can't remember.
We didn't talk about the last episodes of Flash and Arrow, did we? Because that happened last week, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about them. So Reverse Flash shows up. That shit was fucking tits. And confusing. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened.
He's either Dr. Wells is either
they imply Eddie Thawne because he looks at him and he doesn't do shit to him.
Yeah,
and Eddie Thawne's like, why didn't he attack me?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I
and
thought
Joe
about
West
that.
Like, I don't really know.
Oh, I don't know. Some weird. Like, is it weird or is it? Did anybody else think of this? Is that like Dr. Wells is almost like like a dime store Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
He's like he's like, you know, you want to get Jeff Goldblum, but Jeff Goldblum's too much money. So you go to like the dollar store and you're like, oh, well, there's a perfectly good Goldblum right there. And it's just a buck.
The guy from Ed.
No, but I know I'm can I interject even though I'm on podcast timeout?
Yeah, go ahead. I need to fix my mic anyway.
Okay. So I got to say, though, that I totally called it. Like, I was like, oh, this guy's totally Reverse Flash from the future, gone back in time to set up the Flash, because he obviously gets off on fighting him. Or at least that's what I'm thinking is going on. I think Dr. Wells is Reverse Flash, gone back in time, because they've established that, like, with the whole this last episode, with the whole thing with the Reverse Flash, and they were talking about how we saw a yellow and a red blur whenever Barry Allen's mom got killed.
Right, right.
They were totally fighting through time. So it's like, okay, Reverse Flash can go back in time. He's I think he's Dr. Wells. I think that's what's going on. I think that.
So how did he get his ass whooped by Reverse Flash?
Oh, because he knows it's him, and he's just like, he probably planned that shit. He's just like, I'm going to be here whenever I'm older. I'm going to kick my ass and make it look convincing. And then, like,
somehow.
Oh, so he's currently not Reverse Flash, like the Dr. Wells that we see. Why did he put the thing in with Gideon? He put the suit with the fucking Megatronic gimmick.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm fucking confused. Can we talk about Arrow then, which wasn't confusing because it was fucking awesome?
Yeah, fucking Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, that wasn't confusing at all.
Ra's al Ghul, not Ra's, not Riz. Ra's.
You know, I heard Neil Adams say Ra's al Ghul on the Kevin Smith podcast, so I'm okay with the Ra's al Ghul pronunciation because he created the fucking character.
Yeah,
and that's how he says it. Even though he admits that it's pronounced Ra's if you're speaking real Durka Durka.
Yeah.
Doesn't Nyssa refer to him as Ra's al Ghul though?
No. I'm pretty sure.
No, she says Ra's al Ghul.
You sure?
Yeah.
I swear I heard somebody on Arrow saying Ra's al Ghul, but I could be wrong. It could just be me wanting.
Jesse, you're in the hot seat to try to punishment right now. Why do you hate fucking Laurel so much?
I don't hate her so much in this season. I hated the shit out of her in season two because I was just so tired of seeing drunk Laurel. Because it's like, you know what? Like, fuck, that was my sister at one point. Sorry, shit just got real. But
everything got all real and shit.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I just like.
So are you saying that you're Black Canary, Jesse?
Huh?
Are you saying that you're Black Canary?
That'd be cool if I was a woman. But I don't need to be a woman, though.
A leather jacket and a blonde wig.
I have a leather jacket.
I know you do, but you don't have fishnets. I'm
pretty sure Jesse has fishnets. He just hasn't told you about it yet.
My girlfriend does.
Okay. Well, she does.
Oh, God. That'd be the... But, no, I just hated the crap out of Laurel in season two. And, like, it wasn't until I feel like she's starting to like kind of they're really rebuilding her character, and I feel like the thing about what made me kind of like completely disinterested in her in season two was because like they were surrounding Oliver Queen with so many more so much more interesting female characters that like, and I get it, you know, she had an arc, but like her whole arc like it's like for me disliking Laurel started around the last third of season one.
When she was like, fucking everybody?
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole...
Fucking Tommy, fucking Ollie.
Then she was fucking that Sebastian Blood.
Well,
did she bang that guy? She went on dates with him.
She went on a date with him.
No, yeah. She fucked Sebastian Blood.
Who's to say she didn't get drunk and like, I had sex with Sebastian Blood. Oh, well. At least
my that was season one. Sebastian Blood was season one. That's fucking long ass time ago.
But yeah, you know, like I said, I feel like my dislike for her started at the last third of season one, because like the action was rock solid in that season, and I was really interested in what was going on with Oliver's story and getting to the bottom of this bullshit with Malcolm Merlyn, and then like this show would stop. And be like, oh, wait a minute, we're on the CW. We have to have some fucking dumb love triangle bullshit. Here's Tommy and Laurel. And it's just like, oh, God, I don't want to see these two awkwardly going on dates. Like, I don't give a shit.
Honestly, I didn't pay attention to shit that she did in the show until she started, like, fighting people. Like,
yeah.
I didn't hate her character. It didn't piss me off. I just didn't care.
Well, that's the thing, though. For me, it was like, all right, you're on. Like, if this is like minutes of my life I'm not getting back. You know what I mean? Like, I want to care about the whole show.
Yeah.
I want to constantly be compelled because, you know, I'm greedy like that. But, yeah, no, but, like, and then, like, season two.
Like, just, Lost can't be all Hurley. You got to have some fucking Libby episodes, too. Or what's the bitch? Anna Lucia. You got to have some Anna Lucia in there.
Or you can do a completely pointless episode where you focus on, like, the French people and they, like, oh, we stole jewels and now we're buried alive.
Fuck that episode. Fuck that episode. I don't like talking about that shit.
I hated that episode so goddamn much.
What happened last week on Constantine? Because I missed that shit. I watched the beginning of the Snake Handler episode and I fell right to sleep. Oh. I tried to watch it last night.
Okay. Last night's episode.
Oh, on Arrow, Oliver Queen died, by the way. He got stabbed in the chest by Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, got stabbed by Ra's al Ghul, but he'll be back because you can't.
He's going to fall right into a Lazarus pit.
Unless Oliver's going to die and then they bring in Connor Hawk, which, oh.
Oh, yeah, they tease Connor Hawk.
That crossover.
Yeah.
His son, yeah. Like, he ran into his estranged girlfriend that he thought lost the baby.
His baby mama.
Being Connor Hawk.
The episode, you're talking about the episode, the crossover episode
with
Flash?
Yeah, 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 right when he was leaving Jitters. She walked in, he was like, oh, hi, I remember when we were going to have a baby together, and then it died. That was pretty much it. And then she got on the phone and talked to her. Like,
hey, I'm coming home.
She was like, hey, baby. Like, oh, you want hot chocolate? Okay, I'll talk to you later.
He's got
to
be like 7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the fuck is home with her kid, by the way? Like,
I don't know. Probably.
She's rich. Thing. How much money did she get paid to fucking keep that baby?
5 million, right?
Yeah, she got a lot of money. So she's got a nanny.
Yeah, that bitch got a nanny.
She's like the richest person in Central City, probably. Yeah.
Like, blackmail to get knocked up money. Awesome.
But, okay, so Constantine on Friday.
Sucked?
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
There was some demon. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a demon of vengeance. And it was going after
like
this.
Like Anya from Buffy?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch much Buffy, so I only ever watched the movie.
Jesse, like Anya from Buffy?
Is it like Anya from Buffy?
Anya?
A spirit of vengeance?
I haven't seen Constantine, but...
A spirit of vengeance.
Don't even talk. You're not on mic. It just sounds bad.
Yeah. So, that was totally on you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. He says yes. So whatever. Anyway. So this fucking thing's going after like one specific bloodline, and it shows up at a convent in Spain or Mexico, whatever. I think it was Mexico.
Those things are the same.
I don't think Spain exists anymore. It might. I don't know the world. I'm having a head shook at me saying no. So they speak English, but there's no such thing as Spain. Anyway.
There's a thing in Spain.
There's not anymore. She just said there isn't.
Jim, you realize how retarded you sound right now?
Well, I realize it. I know it. I know I do. I have no idea.
Don't listen to Cassie talking about giving you geography lessons and shit, talking about Spain don't exist.
Yeah.
And you believe in her?
I have a map behind me, but it's a Game of Thrones map, so that wouldn't really help.
I do have a globe of our world right there.
Oh, that world. That one?
Yeah, our world. That's Africa in front of us, dude.
Look at Africa and look up, and that's Spain.
Yeah, you know, it's
a... So anyway, fuck it. All right. The fucking convent, there was Mexican people.
Okay.
This fucking demon...
let's say Hispanic.
No, let's not and continue on with this because this is getting really long-winded. This fucking demon kills this baby and kills this guy's wife. So Constantine goes to this convent because he gets a call from his like ex-girlfriend who was there the night that he tried to exorcise the demon out of that child and they took the child to hell. Didn't know she was a nun. She's a nun now. He had no idea. And so it's like they team up to go after this demon. And they get to it. They get to it and they they find the babies because the demon's not actually killing the babies. It's just killing the mothers. Takes the baby, puts it in a cage because it's going to save it for later and eat it later or whatever. They find the cages underneath the sewer system of the convent. They find the cages, they get the babies out, and then that's when the demon shows up, and Constantine's like, I'll snap its neck if you don't tell me what's going on with the rising darkness or whatever. And so, like, the thing starts talking, but it only gets half the story. He's like, I'll drown if you don't finish. And so it finishes up with, like, yeah, it's coming. You know, they're going to destroy the earth. They're trying to make heaven and hell into one entity, into one place of the afterlife.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that bad. It's like, hey, everybody wins.
Yeah, they're pretty much trying to bring, like, all of the supernatural elements.
If heaven and hell go, like, combine to one place, that's just Earth.
Oh, I know.
It's just good people and bad people chilling. Just overcrowded.
Yeah. It's just going to be like, yeah. I don't know.
But, you can see Hitler and Jesus at the same place. Like, hey.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out at fucking heaven Starbucks and shit.
Out chilling, yeah, having heavenly Starbucks. I hate Starbucks, by the way. Anyway, I'm not into coffee. It. I'm not into it. Anyway, so they had injected a fucking raw chicken with this guy's blood to trick this demon so they could find it and follow it back to those cages, right? Well, then this demon like brings this fucking chicken carcass to life, and it turns into a human-ish thing that had like no eyes and a mouth, and it was just like crawling on the walls, and it was like, you know how like a squirrel will like dart its head back and forth like really fast? It was doing a lot of that shit. And it was going after Constantine. This nun was trying to get out of there with the baby. She shot Constantine in the stomach in the middle of this sewer and left him for dead so that the demon would just go after him and she could get away with the baby. And then that was the end of the episode. I don't know if they're having a mid-season finale or not. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's on this Friday too. So
nice.
I think it's cool. I might check that out.
Yeah. It's good. It's a fun show.
I fucks with Constantine.
And the same dude that plays Constantine in that show might play him in that Justice League Dark movie.
I think we mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
Fucking, why can't why can't Warner Brothers just like find a continuity and stick with it? You know what I mean?
No, it's going to be within the same continuity. They've already said Justice League Dark is going to be within the bigger DC cinematic universe.
Okay, but so if they get that guy to play Constantine,
yeah, then it means that show will kind of be a part of it.
That legitimizes that show and illegitimizes the shows that I actually watch.
Yeah, Arrow and The Flash.
Yeah, I don't watch.
Did you see Constantine smoke on the Halloween episode?
I did.
Yeah, I was like, hey, he's smoking.
Like they only show him, like they'll show him like either halfway done taking a drag or about to take a drag, or lighting the cigarette but not actually taking a drag. And there was one a couple weeks ago. It was when he was with Papa Midnight, and he was they were trying to get rid of, yeah, trying to get rid of those ghosts that were coming back as he was bringing back all these people.
Mm-hmm. That's a good episode.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, your video's freezing. They were trying to like burn these bodies, and he went to go light a cigarette, and they had a chain just barely over his face. Like the chain was up close on the camera, and you could just barely see the back of his head, but he went to take a drag of a cigarette.
Oh.
They're really playful with the editing process when it comes to.
Are they not allowed to show people smoking cigarettes on TV anymore?
I guess not. This is like a new thing to me.
Yeah.
That does seem like, yeah, it seems like a new thing to me too. I haven't had like television and like real television in a long time because I watch all my TV on Hulu, right. Netflix and stuff,
yeah.
And nothing else because that would be wrong and illegal.
I got free cable, so
okay. Never mind. I guess
he doesn't care.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Hey, things that go on the internet are printed in ink. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, might as well. I don't know. It's covering my ass.
Yeah.
But so Jim tells me I need to watch Gotham.
Gotham's good. I call it the Penguin Show because it's all about Penguin. Penguin steals that show. I like Jim Gordon's character. I don't like the way he looks and how he's not really Jim Gordon. It's one of those things where you have to love it for what it is and not hate it for what it's not. Because what it is awesome. It does have a little bit of campiness to it sometimes, but like Jim Gordon whoops ass. Penguin's an awesome character. He just like steals every scene he's in. He's like, your eyes are automatically drawn to him. He's just that captivating of a character. Bruce Wayne, he's okay. Bruce Wayne, he's Bruce Wayne.
I really like him and like how they kind of foreshadow him like starting to be dark and brooding and starting to like kind of push himself in certain matters.
By hurting himself.
The moments where he Batmans up, that's when Bruce Wayne's awesome. But like in general, like he's a little too proper and a little too much of a pussy.
Yeah. Because he's still just like
little kid Wayne.
He's working the pussy out of him, out of himself. There's a scene in one of the episodes where he's dunking himself underwater to see how long he can hold his breath and pushing himself like each time to hold his breath even longer.
Those are him being Batman. Those are Batman-y moments. But other than that, like some of the stuff where he's just like, I'm all rich kid and shit, and I'm hanging out with Selena Kyle, and this watch costs $3,000. Like, fuck off, kid.
Fuck off, little kid. Or like whenever he beat the shit out of Tommy Oliver.
Tommy Wayne. I mean, is it Tommy Oliver? No, that's Power Rangers.
That's the Green Ranger.
Thomas Elliott.
That's the Green Ranger.
Thomas Elliott.
Who wants to fight CM Punk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I would pay all the money.
I would illegally stream the shit out of that fight.
Oh, my God. Only if he fights in that costume and CM Punk. Fights him in like.
I'm sure I told Jimbo, but Jesse, do you know that Tommy has a tattoo on his forearm that says Jesus didn't tap, and the T in tap is a cross.
I've seen it.
I met him a couple years ago at a Comic-Con.
Religious though. Like I did know that he was like totally into Jesus.
But Jesus didn't tap? What kind of shit is that?
When he was up on the cross, he wasn't like you know, the
referee. Well, how can you?
The referee went up to Jesus when he was on the cross and like grabbed his arm and picked it up, and then it dropped, and then grabbed his arm again and it dropped for a second time. And then he grabbed his arm again and lifted up and dropped it. And he was like,
oh, no, he shook the finger. No, like Hulk Hogan. Jesus hawked up.
Nailed to the damn thing, though.
Looks at him and,
Jesus pulled that strap down like Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah. Best to just drop it down. grabs the ropes like Ultimate Warrior and just starts shaking the shit out of him.
The best comeback ever.
Where's that in the Bible?
Right? Jesus versus Buddy Landell.
I mean, Jesus and Judas versus the free birds, and Judas turns on
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Judas slammed the cage door on Jesus' head, and he joined Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy.
He hands Michael Hayes his sandal, and he hits Jesus with it.
Book that shit.
Oh, God, that man has a family. Oh, Jesus.
Lord Mary Magdalene's at ringside crying.
Mary Magdalene's at ringside. Oh, brilliant. They should have us write the Bible. This is way better than what's already there. There's none of this. Yeah. We're opening things up here.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Oh no, you're all right.
No, I just saw the time.
Oh,
So we got our first annual Rock and Wrestling Awards coming up at the end of the year. So 2 weeks from tonight, or 2 weeks from today when you're listening to this, it'll be New Year's Eve. So we're gonna close the year out right by giving out our awards for shit that we haven't announced yet. Jim, you got your list ready, right? Have you been working on your picks?
I'm working on it. I'm thinking about things.
All right. I'm working on mine.
lot of what
it's happens. Gonna be a tough one. There's been some good shit. There's been some bad shit.
There's
been some awesome wrestlers show up and shit.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of there's been a lot of shitty things that have come up. There hasn't been a whole lot of I don't know. Not since like WrestleMania 30 has anything.
Shit got rough after WrestleMania, except for those Shield Evolution matches.
Yeah, yeah, like those were good, and then you know you were hoping like, oh, Daniel Bryan's gonna have a real run, and then he has to leave and have neck surgery.
Yeah, where's Jesse at? I don't want to ask him some shit. Where'd he go?
I was just figuring something out with my old lady.
All right, so it's very rare that we get a bona fide rock star on the show. So Jesse, you play bass in several bands, right?
No, I've been in several bands.
Yeah, but, and you've played bass, haven't you? Have you not? You slapped that bass.
Yeah, but it's been a while. I've kind of been out of it, just because you know I've been working, keeping that roof over my head. But it's been too damn long, man. I'm gonna make the podcast really depressing if I talk about my. My musical career.
Yeah, let's talk about that shit. Let's get real for a minute.
Let's get...
nah. Well, I still write music.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been playing out with people. It's sometimes it's hard to, you know, just find enough people to form a band who don't suck.
Yeah.
You know, like... like I said, I've still been writing music. But most of my free time has been spent playing Nintendo because I've just been trying to work and keep that roof over my head because...
Jim, should we get real right quick?
I don't know. What? Why? What are you going to do?
Jim, should we get real right quick?
Sure. Yes. Let's get real.
Oh my God, you're a terrible hype man.
What the hell do you want from me?
I want some enthusiasm, motherfucker. Come on. I'm like, hell yeah, we should get real.
Let's get real.
Put your black man voice on.
Get real.
What happened with Evelyn Awake?
Oh, man. That's kind of hard. Well, it's not too hard to say. It's very easy to say. I wasn't really happy in that band anymore, and it was kind of affecting my, what I wasn't happy about in that band was that there was no creative input by anybody except the head of that band. I'm not going
to
name names.
You don't have to name names.
Names. He's not going to hear this shit.
Names!
No,
that was the last, like, big thing that I was in, and, pretty much, I was very resistant to the fact that, you know, only one person in that band was writing songs. Only one person in that band had any creative control. And it's just like, I want to play this. Like, this sounds cool. It's in the same key. It works. And it's like, nah. And, like, that affected, like, my overall, like,
mood
towards the band. That and, like, the fact that, like, I was, like, so alone, like, because, like, there was this time, like, our first real show, this guy who writes all the songs, and everybody was just like, this guy's a shit. Like, he came up, he's like, let me try dialing in your bass tone, dude. And I was like, why? And he was just like, no, just let me try it. I've been around enough bass players. This will work. And I'm like, okay, dials it in. And I'm just like, I don't like the way that sounds. And he's just like, just try it for the show. And so we're sound checking. And I'm like, man, sounds like crap. So I set everything back to the way I have it. And then after the show, like the other guys in the band who were in the band previous, the band that we were in together before it became the other band, before that outside guy came in, they were like, oh, man, your bass tone sounds better than it ever did. Oh, you should have let him do your bass tone like a long time ago. And I was thinking, motherfucker. I just set everything back. Like, it was things like that all the freaking time. Like, where there was this, like, mutual respect for everybody and everybody involved in the songwriting process that just got emptied out into it's all on this guy, you know? Right. And not in a way
like everybody was like dick riding this guy that had somewhat of a name and was in a band with a little bit of a following, and he came with you guys, and then everybody was like, oh, this guy's awesome because he has a bit of a rep, and so like your input didn't matter because you're just Jesse. So you felt like you were fucked over because of shit like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, but, like, you know, thing is, I recently actually got back into contact with some of those guys, though. Not that guy who...
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Like they... That band is just now that guy. Like, everybody else has quit.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I know I hadn't heard anything about Evelyn Awake doing anything recently, except for the one big thing they just did with
What did they do with Tech Nine?
They did a fucking video with Tech Nine. Yeah, it was like
weird
for some fucking song that he did on his new album.
And then, what's his face?
I went to Raw and Tech Nine was there and I had better seats than him. Suck it, Tech Nine.
Yeah, well, it's like, what's his face on tour with Tech Nine? And that, like, while he was on tour, that's whenever Nick and their drummer, Scotty, I don't know his last name, they both are like, you know, this guy's dumb. And there's a lot more to it. It's all their dirty laundry that I don't want to put out there. But they quit. They quit because of
Don't air the name that he just said or anything.
Yeah, I'll bleep it out.
First names aren't.
Yeah, too bad. Just bleep it out.
I'll bleep it out.
But yeah, no, those guys quit because they were just, you know, like those guys were friends, and they realized that their dynamic as friends was a dynamic as friends, not as musicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like everybody was a tool, like everybody was a means to an end with this other guy, where it was not about friendship. It wasn't about hanging out with guys you enjoy being around and playing music because you guys like this music. It was about I'm playing music and I need people to play music with me.
Like it was like one step away from just being this guy's name band, like blah 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 band, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Well, then that's essentially what his band like before that was,
because, like the John Doe band, you know.
But so I don't know, like the thing is, things have a way of coming around, and like a lot of what I was heated up and angry about with all that stuff is gone. Like, I'm still pretty annoying to think about.
Yeah.
But a lot of that's, like, just out the window now. I don't let that bog me down. Like yeah, I'm bored because I haven't been doing anything musically lately.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not unhappy, you know? Yeah. Like, I live in a crappy little apartment, but, you know, my girlfriend is my best friend. We have a couple of dogs that are a couple of assholes, but they're great.
I don't even have a shitty apartment, so you're doing better than I am.
Well, so it's like, I'm not unhappy, though. I'm not like, oh, my life sucks. Because, like, I'm at least keeping my head afloat, and I feel like I'm a big boy. I've got my, I get up every day and put on my big boy pants and go and bring home that bacon.
Well, hey, I wish you start playing some shit, find some guys to play with. Nigga Jim's sitting at home doing nothing, jacking it.
Yeah, that's all I do. It's just as raw and red, it looks like hamburger meat at this point.
Did you hear about that guy who like smokes the meth and then jerked off for like 15 hours straight?
What?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not going to talk about what I did last Saturday. We're going to leave that in the past.
Okay. All of this completely peeled off.
Yeah, because the listening audience can see what you're pointing at.
Oh, yikes.
The palm of his hand, Jesse signaled to, the palm of his hand was peeled off. Awesome. Yeah. That guy is my hero now.
That guy's penis was like... Because if he peeled off a few layers of skin off the palm of his hand...
Yeah.
Don't do meth, people.
Yeah.
I know it seems...
Don't do meth and beat off.
Just do meth and steal shit like normal people.
Do one or the other.
I know Breaking Bad makes it seem like exciting and glamorous. It's not.
Because that's one thing I took away from Breaking Bad, was doing meth is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
It's like, yeah, meth is super glamorous. And... Oh my god.
So thanks, Jesse. Thanks for coming on. I'm glad, always glad to talk to you. You got, like I said, you gotta put some people together and come to Chicago, because I've had the most fun at fucking Jesse shows. Like that time I punched that guy in the face and he started bleeding, and then he apologized to his girlfriend for what I did to him.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was the same show when Mary almost got hit by those douchebag teenagers and I had to stop Brian from killing those guys.
Was the Rockin' Comic Con?
Oh, I do remember.
Was that the Rockin'? That was Rockin' Comic Con.
Yeah, that was the first ever one they did, and then all the ones after that. Like, I think we had played like two more maybe after that, and they were nothing compared to that one.
Yeah, was that one was
awesome.
There was a time you played America's Pub, and that chick showed her titties for 6 beers. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just so detached from that lifestyle. That was 4 years ago, man.
Yeah, dude, I was all young and pretty. I was getting ass on the reg, like...
Okay, you know what? We were all young and pretty back then, but... Yeah. I would like to think that I've grown handsome. A little less
pretty. You are sophisticated. You got the Jon Snow thing going.
Yeah, you've turned into quite the man.
Yeah. Cassie's made a man out of me.
Yeah.
Just like Lee Shang from Mulan.
Yeah.
Yep. She's singing that song and everything too. She was like, "Let's get down to business."
Awesome.
And sang the song from Mulan.
Yep.
Jesus.
You sound like Donny Osmond and everything.
Yikes.
Mixed with BD Wong from Law and Order.
Oh, man.
You want to talk about wrestling?
Yeah, we'll talk about some wrestling.
Talk about some wrestling.
Talk about wrestling.
I only have a couple of things to input into this conversation, by the way, because I don't watch wrestling.
That's okay.
I like it. But I have
it's heard the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, and Jesse, you do rock. I will say that.
You just talked about what I was thinking about the other day. We barely talk about bands at all on this podcast.
That's why I wanted Jesse to fucking shoot on his old band.
Like, yeah.
I just need to start working again. I need to start doing that shit again. It's been so long. I'm so out of touch with that shit. But you guys talk about wrestling. I'm going to finish drinking our beer, and then I'll just chime in if I have anything to chime in.
What are you drinking? It looks like a medicine bottle. Is that Red Stripe shit?
Red Stripe.
Yeah. Red beer!
Yep.
Unofficial sponsor of this episode of Rock and Wrestling Podcast.
Red Stripe. It's beer!
Yeah,
I miss those commercials. They haven't played those in a while.
I don't even remember those commercials.
Yeah, it was like the Jamaican guy. It was only like a couple years ago.
Was it a couple? I haven't watched TV in so long. Like, I watched Hulu. Like, they don't show beer commercials on Hulu.
Let me ask you, what shows are you watching? Please tell me Star Wars Rebels is on your list.
I haven't watched any of that, actually.
You are a motherfucker. I need you, as soon as the show is over, don't go to sleep, all right?
I'm not going to sleep.
Watch the first episode of Star Wars Rebels and tell me you're not rock hard. Jim?
Is that on Hulu?
Jim, can you attest?
It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
It's a pretty good show. I'm sure
you can find it online pretty easily.
Okay.
Maybe it might be on Disney XD's website, or it might be other nefarious websites, but you can find it and watch it.
Okay. I see, the only reason why I haven't watched that yet is just because, like, the animation style for that is so off-putting to me. Like, I'm so tired of, like... Okay.
Jesse? Created by Greg Weisman. Greg Gargoyles Spectacular Spider-Man Young Justice Weisman.
Okay.
Need I say more?
That's the pedigree I can respect.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, that it's just... thing is, those... I wish more shows would go back to 2D, like, hand-drawn animation, you know? Yeah.
It's so expensive, though. That's why.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, I heard good things about it, but I never, ever wanted to watch that show, Beware the Batman, whenever it came out.
I watched the whole thing. It was meh at best. It wasn't... Those 3D animated shows have to calibrate your eyes to them, because it looks gaudy at first, but you have to watch enough of it where you just get used to, like, this is how it is, this is how it's gonna be, and I'm here for it. But
that was my big hang up with that new Ninja Turtles cartoon. But I just, you know, that I hear it's good.
Fantastic.
I hear it's good. I just haven't watched it because, like, that animation style is kind of off-putting.
Every time I try to watch that show, it's the same fucking episode with the blind guy and the Chuck Norris guy and the black guy that does kung fu. And they beat up the blind guy's fucking noodle shop and they make fucking pizza gyoza. Same episode every time I watch it.
That's only one I see. That's the best. It's the only one Cassie's seen.
That's the only one that's ever on.
That's funny.
It's the only one that's ever on, apparently, Cass. So.
What about Legend of Korra, Jesse? Are you watching Korra?
Other Ninja Turtle episodes.
I'm sorry, you're cutting
exist.
Out.
I've seen them.
Because Jim keeps trying to talk over me. Are you watching Legend of Korra?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Jim is way behind on that. I'm all cut up. Cassie and I are all caught up. We are planning on trying to get Jim some catching up after we get off this podcast.
Yeah.
Nope. You have to watch the first episode of Star Wars Rebels. And then you can watch Avatar.
I have to catch Jim up on Korra, dude.
Yeah. This is important. This is important. He's seen Korra. You have not seen Star Wars Rebels.
Okay. I can
wait. We can watch the first episode of that and then dive into some Korra.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hey.
The night is young. But let's talk about wrestling. Thank you for coming on, Jesse. We're going to get back to you at the end of the show when we do our wrap up, all right?
You guys get back to what you do, and I'll just be over here drinking my beer.
All
right. I'm going to ignore you while I sit right next to you.
It's okay.
If you want to chime in, feel free. I'm sure you haven't seen any of this shit, but we had a long, long week of wrestling.
Yeah.
So much shit happened in the last 7 days. We had an amazing NXT show.
God damn, man.
We had a lackluster pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And Raw.
Yeah.
We will not be going in depth on what happened on Raw or the pay-per-view, but what were your thoughts on...
Sorry, dude.
We'll talk about TLC, then we'll talk about Raw, then the main event will be NXT. Cause
NXT?
NXT is the main event.
Oh, my God.
What'd you think of TLC?
Do what? Sorry, you're cutting out, man. Sorry.
What did you think of TLC?
Oh, what did I think of TLC? Okay. I thought it was meh. The stairs match was pretty much exactly what I thought it would be. Completely useless and stupid. I don't know. Like, you got a tables match.
I didn't watch the stairs match.
You didn't watch the stairs match?
Nope, did not watch
I did, because I just, I mean, I got to watch the whole pay-per-view, I thought, so yeah. Just for the show.
You do. I don't. But, I'm the boss.
You're not my boss. Kiss my ass. But.
I'm the boss in the Sasha Banks way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which means nothing. Gotcha. So, the stairs match was, I mean, you dodged a bullet. It was pretty stupid. Like, it was pretty much exactly what you thought it would be or what you think it would be. Just them throwing the big guys throwing around the giant steel stairs for, I don't know, like maybe 8-10 minutes, however long that match was. I don't know.
I'm going to get the results up really quick. I'm going to run through this card super fast. We had the New Day, Tyler Perry's House of Pain versus the Gold Dust Brothers.
Tyler Perry's New Day.
Yeah. New Day won with the Midnight Hour, 11 minutes, 40 seconds. Dolph Ziggler versus Luke Harper beat the shit out of each other in a ladder match.
That was a pretty decent match.
That was a good match. I didn't want Luke Harper to lose, though. Dolph Ziggler won, 16 minutes. Usos versus Miz and Damian Sandow. Disqualification when Miz hit Jimmy Uso with the slammy. Stupid finish. Stairs match. Big Show beat Eric Rowan by pinning him with stairs. 11 minutes. John Cena versus Seth Rollins. This match was decent. It was a little long. Roman Reigns came back. Helped Cena win.
Yeah. Hit the Superman punch on Big Show.
Yeah.
And speared him through a table. Set up in the corner, definitely the highlight of the entire pay-per-view was Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose.
We haven't even gotten there yet. John Cena won, by the way.
Yeah.
He's still his number one contender. Nikki Bella beat AJ Ryback beat Kane in a chairs match, which included hitting people with chairs.
Does it really matter that we go through all of these?
Yeah, we just want to. We have an audience that wants to know what happened on the pay-per-view because they didn't see it. Rusev beat Jack Swagger to retain the U.S. title. That match sucked.
That really pissed me off.
Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose. They beat the shit out of each other. Bray Wyatt won.
Yeah.
Sister Abigail. What'd you think of the match?
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Three different elbow drops.
I fell asleep on fucking Extreme Rules during the John Cena match. Right to sleep. Woke up at 1 a.m. Really? And watched the rest of the show. Yep.
Yeah.
My ass was gone.
Fucking three different elbow drops off three different levels of ladders.
Yeah.
So like three different sizes of ladders, and through they tables. Were all through tables.
Yeah. And one was Mexican.
Yeah, they took out the Spanish announce team.
I like when Michael Cole got taken out by somebody getting thrown over the barricade. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, over the announce table, but right into Michael Cole.
Yeah.
They'd be able to like, get up, Michael.
Get up, Michael. I can't look at JBL's face.
Why?
He looks weird. He's got this weird, like, He's at that point in his life where a man starts to look like somebody's aunt.
What is that from?
Venture Brothers.
Okay.
But right. It totally works. Like it's true. It is true. Like especially like Steven Tyler.
Because when I went to go see The Cure, Robert Smith looked like somebody's aunt.
Okay. Yeah.
Like legitimately, yeah. He looks like an old woman. He even has makeup still. He's wearing the same makeup he wore in 1982.
It does not look good anymore, dude. You're not young enough to keep pulling it off. Stop it.
He was wearing a Target black hoodie and the fucking Robert Smith hair and makeup. He had the eye makeup and lipstick on. It was weird.
That is weird.
I wonder what Robert Smith looks like on his regular day, just walking around fucking LA and shit.
Dana Carvey really looks like somebody's elderly aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bad.
Yeah, he does.
Which makes me wonder, like, what he would look like if he dressed up, if they had him dressed up as Garth now.
Oh, yeah. Or
the church lady.
Mike Myers is good. Yeah, he'd probably look like the church lady dressed up as Garth.
Yeah. Well, isn't that special?
So, yeah, it was kind of a, I don't know. What would you rate this pay-per-view, Tyler?
I rate it as fuck it, because I don't give a fuck about this show. Bray Wyatt won. I was kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
But at the cost of Dean Ambrose losing, neither of them have won like pay-per-view matches all like. Dean Ambrose has not won a singles pay-per-view match all year. Bray Wyatt hasn't won one since SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So they were both on pay-per-view losing streaks. So I guess this works out.
Yeah. And they're fucking both awesome. So I mean, they're doing great at just fucking beating the hell out of each other. So.
Yep, and then Raw happened. Nothing happened on Raw. Brock Lesnar came back, F5 yeah. for Jericho.
Like, that's it. I spent a lot of Raw, like, looking at the TV, and then, like, grabbing my phone, doing stuff on my phone, and then, like, oh, wait, what's happening? Oh, nothing? Okay, I'll go back to my phone.
Yeah, we don't have to pay too much attention to Raw these days. We're going to say fuck it, because Kevin Steen is in NXT.
Fuck. Yes, he is. That whole fucking pay-per-view put me in, like, one of the best moods I've been in like,
dude,
a long
time. It was like wrestling is fun. Remember when wrestling was fun, Jim?
Yeah. I do, and they just reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This douchebag at work asked me why I watch wrestling. And NXT is why. I remember now. I couldn't answer him because, like, there was an Adam Rose match on TV.
That fucking guy. Okay, check out this guy. This guy is, like, some, like, weird raver, I guess. I don't know.
He's Aldous Snow from fucking Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, he's Aldous Snow from Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek. He's basically, like, the WWE version of Russell Brand. Yeah. Okay. And he's got, like, he comes out with, like, a constant group of people.
The party posse.
dressed up, they're called the Rosebuds, and they're fucking, they're partiers or whatever, and they're dressed up all weird, and they got a guy in a bunny suit that's been like a fucking tag team partner to him recently, and well, it's...
I can look it up on YouTube if you want to actually experience this.
Don't do that, Jesse. Don't hurt yourself like that.
Yeah, you don't have to look it up right now. If you want to later, you can. But
okay, I'll just keep kicking ass and smashing.
I wouldn't bother.
I won't bother then.
But, it's hard sometimes to be like, yeah, this is why I like wrestling, whenever there's kind of shit like that.
But Jimmy Jacobs was on Raw, so that was kind of awesome. He was
so fucking cool. Like, maybe they'll fucking ask him to go to the performance center. Hell, I don't know how these things work.
He's had so many tryouts. Like,
yeah.
It's a shame. Jimmy Jacobs is fucking awesome.
He is good. Yeah. He is good.
The zombie princess.
Yeah, the zombie princess. That's such a weird gimmick for somebody.
Zombie princess?
Yeah, for a dude. And there's nothing really that zombie about him. Like, there kind of is.
He has eye makeup.
Yeah, he's got eye makeup.
Jimmy Jacobs makes a better Adam Rose than Adam Rose does.
Yeah, right? Fuck.
He had way more charisma than him in, like, those seconds that he was just barely in the background and shit.
Yeah.
You see when Adam Rose did his entrance, he like locked up with Jimmy Jacobs like 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that was awesome.
Yeah.
So Adam Rose knows that Jimmy Jacobs is awesome.
I didn't even notice, and you said something about whenever I texted you about something. You're like, "Do you see Jimmy Jacobs?" And I had to like, I just finished that match, and I had to run it back to like go check it out. I was like, "No, I didn't. No fucking way." So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Shout out to Jimmy Jacobs, nigga.
Yeah, because we know him.
Nope. We know he's listening.
That
time, he almost got me my ass with my Joey Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would have whooped Joey Mercury's ass. Fuck Joey Mercury. He's a puss.
But you fell over a lighting box.
I fell over a lighting rig. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
He made me look bad.
Got like fucking.
What do you think of Brock being back? Are you excited? Are you happy? Did you like Raw at all?
I didn't really. It's like you. I didn't care because I just saw it. I had watched NXT last week and I'm still riding high.
Yeah, my load was blown.
Yeah. And so this Raw was like, who cares? Cool that Brock's back because now it's like
the main event was pretty good. The cage match with John Cena and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
High spots. Like Cena did like a bulldog off the ropes and shit, and like he did a super FU.
Yeah, that was.
And then Brock came in and fucking raped John Cena, F5'd him, and like Seth just walked out, shook hands with Paul Heyman.
Right. And then
there was some association being teased with like Heyman and Rollins. Yeah,
like after Brock's gone or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm just glad, like, I'm glad that he's back, so now we can, like, we can have John Cena win, we can get the fucking WWE Championship back on television.
John Cena's not going to win the belt.
Exactly, so you can actually see. I don't want John Cena to be the fucking champion, but if that's the way it's going to go, then...
It's Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
No, I know, but it's going to be John Cena and Brock Lesnar.
And Brock Lesnar's going to retain... He's going to wrestle Roman Reigns at the at WrestleMania.
God, I'm tired of fucking waiting. Jesus Christ, I like Brock, but goddamn, like you almost forget that there's an actual champion.
Yeah.
WWE because he's never there.
Yeah.
You just almost forget that there's like that they have a championship belt at all. You know.
This is my dream way of booking it. So, Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble, wrestles Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, fucking Superman punch, spear, 1-2-3, fucking big celebration in San Francisco, wherever the fuck they are, San Jose. All of a sudden, Seth Rollins comes in, cashes that Money in the Bank, and beats him for the title.
Alright.
Now we got our new program, Seth Rollins as champion and Roman Reigns chasing him.
Yeah.
Because I think Roman Reigns cooled off by getting hurt. And it's going to be kind of hard to heat him up with that break in his momentum from that injury that he had. So going into WrestleMania, I think if he fucking loses at the end to fucking Seth Rollins and he has a fucking awesome heel to wrestle, Because they have to do that program, because that's what he's been talking about on those shitty fucking BS satellite interviews, getting his hands on Seth Rollins, getting his revenge and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the best way to do it, because he's going to be in the Royal Rumble, so he's not going to be wrestling him at Royal Rumble. I don't know what you do at the February pay-per-view, Fastlane or whatever it's going to be called.
Oh, they're changing. There's a new pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What is it usually
in between chamber?
That's what I thought.
And they don't feel the need for it, since there's only one world title now, and it's Brock, and they're not going to pay Brock to go fucking wrestle an Elimination Chamber match.
Right, right.
And it's like, we know who the champion is, we know who the challenger is coming out of Royal Rumble, so it doesn't make sense to have an Elimination Chamber match.
So are they just going to not have Elimination Chamber all next year?
They might save it for special occasions.
Right, right.
But who knows when they're going to have fucking six guys over enough to wrestle a fucking title match on a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Once they fucking start bringing up some damn people from NXT, they bring them up like...
Well, the Ascension are coming. Did you see that promo?
Yeah, I did.
With face paint and shit?
Mm-hmm. What the hell? Where the hell is Bo Dallas at?
I don't know. I think he's hurt.
Really? I would not be surprised, because Mark Henry beat his ass one night. Like, remember that night he fucking, Bo Dallas beat him, and Mark Henry just, grabbed him and, threw him as hard as he could into one of those production boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He fucking launched that little kid, dude. It was pretty funny.
Yo, did you see those fucking ads for WWE Immortals during Raw?
I haven't. I kept seeing them saying something, but I didn't see what it looked like.
They didn't show anything. They just had fucking, whenever they show a replay, it had a little logo saying WWE Immortals. So yeah. Apparently it's a game being made by NetherRealm. That's like Mortal Kombat with wrestling. And I have a friend who works for NetherRealm. And really? So I text her, and she mostly works on the mobile game, so the mobile version of Injustice and the mobile version of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I text her, I'm like, hey, tell me about WWE Immortals. And she says, I can't, but I am working on it. So my friend's working on that game.
So, okay, quick question, because I'm very big into the video games. I'm currently playing Smash Brothers while you guys talk about wrestling. Okay. I feel like this is a part where I can chime in, oh, I'm interested in video games.
I know.
So is this, do you know if this is back on the, I think it was the Wii, the original Wii, there was a team, it was the same development team that worked on that game Mario Strikers, that weird Mario soccer game on the Wii. Apparently they had a wrestling video game in development where it was wrestlers, but they were I think it was WWE Titans or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly what
All-Stars?
It was. No, but the whole premise of this game was it was wrestlers, but they had superpowers, of Norse gods and stuff like that.
I saw the concept art for that.
Yeah,
okay, I know what he's talking about. Okay, I don't remember the name of the game, but they all had fucking medieval battle armor and shit like that on. Yeah, Stone Cold had fucking armor plate on him.
Yeah, I saw the concept.
They looked badass. It really did. The character designs for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this wrestling game coming out of the ashes of that canceled project? Is that what's going on?
I doubt it, because this is a NetherRealm game, which is the Mortal Kombat team.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the thing, though. It's those licenses are all owned by the same people, though. So is it possible that, if we're getting a wrestling Mortal Kombat style game, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, if they were just...
We'll see. Like I said, she couldn't give me any details, and I asked her. I told her, I bet you tell Mike McGee everything about the fucking game. And she's like, yeah, but that's because he works for me. And I asked her to get me a job at NetherRealm, and she stopped texting me back.
Why didn't you put your black man voice on? And
this woman is not fazed by my black man voice.
she does not have that weakness.
Yeah. Shut up.
Okay, well, I just wanted to chime in on that.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of...
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I just happened to run on to the fucking... the character designs for this game at one point.
Yeah.
I don't remember where. I feel like somebody may have Ryan may have tweeted them to me.
Mm-hmm.
That may be how I saw them, but I remember it, like, it looked fucking pretty cool.
Yeah,
all the powers and shit.
I'm googling it right now.
He's got it. Yeah, he's looking for it.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so big deal, fucking NXT pay per view, live event, live special gimmick.
Oh my god, how the hell is it possible that these people can do on a weekly basis, do in an hour, what Raw can't get done in three at all on their best day, and NXT, and it's under the same company. How is this possible? It's under the same fucking company. And they're like putting together storylines and characters that you actually give a fuck about. And then you watch Raw and it's like, wow, I care about maybe three of these people, maybe four.
Wrestling is so easy.
It's
like two guys that want to fight about something and they have a reason to fight, something to fight for, and they give you a reason why you want to see it.
Yeah.
So fucking easy.
Raw can't do it. How the hell it's possible, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently,
Vince says they need 26 writers because the product is evolving.
So they need 26 writers?
26 fucking guys.
How many writers are on the average television show?
I don't know.
It can't be 26.
I doubt it.
It simply can't. It might be.
You know how many people are writing NXT?
How many?
One guy. With help from Dusty Rhodes and Triple H.
Unbelievable. Promote this man. Fire the other 26 stupid assholes. And, oh my god, man.
Shit just makes sense, doesn't it? It just makes sense.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. They could be paying one guy, but instead they're going to pay 26 guys.
26 guys. To write one show. 26 guys with 26 different ideas and points of view.
Yeah.
All overseen by Vince McMahon.
Nobody's probably in the same room at one time. Not all 26.
There's a team of people that go on the road, and there's a team of people that stay in Stanford. So
nobody working with each other.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is. That's why it's all just a hodgepodge of fucking nonsense.
Yes.
Fuck
WWE, bro. That shit's...
Yeah. But
you're living in the past, man. You gotta think about the future.
Yeah. Let's just focus on NXT.
You wanna go balls deep in this NXT show?
Let's go balls deep in
this. No, do you wanna go balls deep?
Balls deep.
Alright. So, on the pre-show, Corey Graves shows up and he says he is announcing because he had some... he's announcing that he's retiring due to his concussion issues. And so he's gonna be joining the NXT announce team.
Which is cool, but kind of a bummer because Corey Graves is pretty fucking good. So
yeah, I think I've seen him wrestle indie shows before. A long time ago.
Yeah. All the times I saw him on NXT, I was like, yeah, he's pretty awesome, you know? And then he just disappeared. I just thought, like, they released him. Like, I didn't know he was hurt or anything.
No, I heard he had been having concussion issues and shit.
Yeah. You know? Well, I didn't know he was even, like, still a part of the company until they started promoting 2K15. And he's one of the NXT guys in the game.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, he must still be with them. So.
I've been playing that. I'm going to play it, like, the next 3 days because I'm off. So I'm just going to sit around playing fucking 2K15 and shit because I have not.
Oh, you got it?
It was on sale on Black Friday for, like, $30. And there was, like, one left in my store. And I bought it.
Nice.
I bought the PS3 version. Yeah.
PS3 version.
I have too many bills right now to buy a PS4 and that game and the DLC and shit, so...
Right.
I might have to wait for 2K16 to buy a PS4.
Well, I heard they took away...
They fucked the shit out of that game. They took away so much shit. Like, you can't put in custom music, which is a big deal for me.
Yeah. There's no extra entrances anymore.
Yeah, all like the generic entrances and old wrestler entrances gone.
Yeah. I don't understand why they had to take away all this shit. I was like, isn't
in the next gen version, you can only have 25 creative wrestlers instead of 100. Like, I need everybody. I gotta have TNA, ROH, and the NXT roster.
Yeah.
And some New Japan guys.
It's fucking retarded. I'm like, aren't these supposed to be next gen consoles? Shouldn't they be able to handle way more than shit. The fucking originals?
Yeah.
Than the fucking 360 and the PS3?
Well, you know what it is, Jim.
Am I wrong? Am I stupid?
What the whole thing is that these development companies are they're developing these games to have like better graphics, better textures, better lighting. They're putting so much of an emphasis on the looks of video games while still trying to pump them out annually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for a long time about like sports games and stuff too, which they could get away with like releasing a new game like every 3 years or every 2 years.
Games come out every year.
But these games come out every year. And because they come out every fucking year, and because the development because of those games gets more and more bloated because, you know, they have to work on more HD textures, running at 60 FPS, running at 1080, lots of stuff going into it. Like, what ends up happening is that they cut features in lieu of having a game that looks real.
Jim. And
it sucks because it's like, you know, they could put out a game every, like, WWE games, football games, soccer games, basketball games, sports games in general can put out, they could, in theory, put out a game every 2 to 3 years. So that, and just, you know, update the roster every year with like a DLC pack, which is like, you know, cheap, or a or just updates.
That's easier for like football games, but for wrestling games, every wrestler is really, really unique and the rosters change really fast. So wrestling is a little bit more complicated because it's a more individual based.
It's like
medium.
Look,
yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Football, creating. Everybody's the same. Like, that shit matters not at all.
Like,
those are just names on the back of a shirt.
People are going to show up and, yes.
What is my favorite wrestling game?
Oh, it's that one. It's that one Japanese wrestling game.
Fire Pro Wrestling.
Fire Pro Wrestling.
That game is 2D.
Yeah.
But it's fucking sweet.
Yeah. It looks pretty good.
It has like every fucking body in it.
Yeah.
A million moves. You can create 500 wrestlers. You can design your own little logos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that game 3 times.
Yeah.
The same game, not even different versions of it. The same game I bought 3 times. Twice on disc and once on digital on PS3. Because I love it that fucking much.
Yeah.
That game is awesome. I'll buy that game again if they release it on like a PS4.
Yeah.
Happy. Shut up and take my fucking money. That game is awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I played a little bit of that game.
We probably played once or twice.
I know you've shown me. You definitely showed me that game.
I think I was there for that. I
think you were. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. But, yeah, no, it looks sweet. I've never gotten a chance to, actually sit down with it.
I mean, I could play as Prince Devitt, fucking Kenta and shit. Bray Wyatt I made a few weeks ago. Every now and then I pop that on just to fucking make somebody on it.
Yeah.
Keep my roster up to date.
Or like fucking, who the fuck am I saying? Just like anybody from the Bullet Club.
Yeah. I made fucking Gallows and Carl Anderson and shit.
Young Bucks.
I got the Young Bucks, yeah. I downloaded like a pack. Somebody made a shitload of wrestlers and uploaded them online, so I downloaded them to my PS3. So fucking everybody's on there. Let's talk about NXT really quick.
Alright.
We opened with this awesome video package. Fucking Kevin Steen opening the show. Like, this shit is important. 14 years in the making. I'm finally here. Y'all niggas gonna know why I'm the fucking man.
Yep. And then here comes the CJ Parker.
Yep.
Who is I'm kidding.
From Joliet, Illinois, represent.
Yeah, like I'm not like real.
His music is way better than his fucking character.
His
music is awesome. It's like this awesome like punk rock song.
Yeah, yeah. But it's weird that almost never happens. Like somebody's music is better than the fucking gimmick they're going through. but fucking Kevin Steen or Kevin Owens beat the fucking dog piss out of him.
Oh, so Kevin Owens comes out, fucking, he has a little tear in his eye. I got a little tear in mine.
Yeah.
I posted a picture on Twitter the time I met Kevin Steen, me and him posted up together and shit. I'm a foot taller than him.
Just after I think that, you showed
throwing that shit out there. I showed you one with me, Cabana, Generico, and Steen.
Yeah, that's the one you sent me a while ago.
Yeah, I'll send this fucking one with me and Steen to you. But yeah, he had a tear in his eye. They opened the match. He fucking runs and splashes him in the corner. Fucking does a fucking running cannonball flip into him. Throws him out the ring. Does a fucking flip over the top rope and shit. Kevin Steen is a fucking man.
Yeah.
So Parker gets the heat on him. He does a Booker T sidekick for a near fall. Then he does his shitty palm strike, and he fucking busted Kevin Steen open.
Yeah.
He almost fucked up the match because Kevin Steen didn't kick out of that.
he busted his fucking nose like legit, and he's just like his whole mouth is just fucking covered in blood.
But how much fucking better was that Kevin Steen started bleeding in that match?
Yeah. I mean,
made that match that much fucking better.
If anybody just looks like fucking badass when he's got some fucking blood on him, that's fucking Kevin Steen.
Yeah.
So
Steen continues to beat the shit out of him. Does the pump handle neck breaker where he drops him head first onto his knee.
Then
beats him with a pop up power bomb.
Yeah. Which was cool. I would like the package pile driver.
Hopefully, like, we'll talk about this later, but we can see a package pile driver scene.
It's going to be something about WWE being like, that move's not safe. And I'm like, neither is fucking Randy Orton punting people in the goddamn skull, but you let him fucking do it all the time.
Come on. Kayfabe, that's the work.
Fucking Randy Orton.
Randy Orton's not on the show. We don't have to talk about him. It's cool. We don't have to be bored during the show.
But I'm just saying, Kevin Steen should be doing the package pile driver.
Yeah.
In a discussion. But, okay, moving on.
So next up, we got the Lucha Dragons defending the tag team titles against the Vaude Villains. What do you think of the Vaude Villains as a gimmick?
It's pretty great.
Their gimmick is they're two old school, old-timey wrestlers.
Yeah.
They live
Simon Gotch is like the quintessential like sideshow
strong man
in the world.
Handlebar mustache.
Yeah, hold on, real quick. Let me tell Jesse about that. It's these two guys, Aiden English, Simon Gotch. They're called the Vaude Villains, and their whole gimmick is a vaudeville act. And one of the guys is like a fucking real kind of, he's skinny, he's muscular, but he's like super skinny.
Okay.
And he's supposed to be like the strong man.
Okay.
So,
and he has a handlebar mustache.
Do they do this whenever they fight?
Yeah. Yeah, they do things like he does, especially.
They do squats and shit.
Yeah, they'll do like, what are they called? Hindu squats?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
To build up to this match, Jesse, they've been doing like silent films of them stopping the Lucha Dragons, which are like midgets wearing Lucha masks that they've been using to represent the Lucha Dragons, who are the tag team champions, doing dastardly things. Like the Lucha Dragons are going to blow up a bank. And it's a silent film, mind you, so it has the grainy footage with the sped up frame rate and the words to tell you what's going on. And so they're like, oh, Lucha Dragons are going to blow up a bank. And they're like, oh, we should stop them. But first, we train. So they're doing like lifting the giant barbells with the 500 on them. And Simon Gotch is fighting a bear.
Fucking bear. Oh my god, dude. It's the way they do their vignettes and all this is genius.
We'll
check it out later. But oh my god. And then just their entrance alone is like it's a close up shot on the Titantron. And it's just like it's a curtain, black and white curtain, and then you hear like a bunch of banging around. You hear a random chicken cluck. It's just a bunch of banging shit around. And this guy steps out from behind the curtain and is like, "Everyone, marvel at the." I can't remember exactly, but he's got a.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather around for the debonair devastation of such sweet sophistication. Aiden English, Simon Gotch, the Vaude Villains.
Yeah, and then they kind of white out the shot. They put a spotlight on Aiden English, put a spotlight on Simon Gotch, and then that's their entrance.
And it's like ragtime piano music. Yes. That sounds like a lady's about to get tied to a train track and ran over.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty great.
They are awesome. And Lucha Dragons, as you may have gathered, are a team of luchadors.
Okay.
Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say El Locale, but I know that's not.
No, that was his other former partner.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, they had an awesome match. Lucha guys did Lucha stuff, which was awesome. There were lots of flips. There was an outside dive on every single match on this show.
There really was.
Like, Kevin Owens did a dive to the outside. Sin Cara did a dive. Sin Cara and Kalisto did a double dive to the outside, which Aiden English pushed Simon Gotch out of the way for, and the crowd chanted chivalry. the NXT crowd is the best crowd in professional wrestling.
Oh, man.
Like, when the Vaude Villains are out there chanting, that was manly, put your dukes up.
Oh, Jesus. I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah. So after the dive, when Simon Gotch gets pushed out of the way, he gets in the ring with Kalisto, who hits the Salida del Sol, which is an acai DDT, and pins him to retain the tag team titles.
Yep.
What did you think of that match? Tell me.
Loved it. I honestly don't think there was a single match that I hated on this pay-per-view. I even went so far as to because I was going to be going out after the pay-per-view was over. I had to take a shower. I was going to leave around 9, so I wanted to get a shower in, but I'm like, I don't want to leave this fucking pay-per-view. It's so goddamn good. So I fucking took my phone and I put it up high on like the base of the shower door, like up against the wall, and I plugged it in and I fucking was like washing my hair and fucking watching this pay-per-view.
You risked ruining your phone to watch this NXT show.
Oh no, my phone was clear out of range of the water. Trust me.
Jim, don't let a lie get in the way of a good story.
We have a fan. There's no steam in my bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no steam in my bathroom. It's awfully fine. Defensive,
Jim.
Because you guys are now ganging up on me like I'm fucking stupid. I know what I'm doing.
It sounds better if I say you risk your phone's life to watch this show.
Yeah, it makes
that
it
important.
Chivalry.
Chivalry. Next up, we have Ty Dillinger versus Baron Corbin from Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah. As far as we know, they only say Kansas City. They never say Missouri or Kansas.
They don't, because he's from Lenexa.
Do what?
When he was a job guy, he was always billed from Lenexa, Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to know him.
Oh, from Lenexa?
From Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah, from Johnson County. Wrestlers.
But he is pretty good, though. He is pretty awesome. But what's that, Jesse?
Oh, nothing. It's just completely useless information.
This whole podcast is useless information.
Fucking yeah.
Throw well, in your 2 cents. I'm paying you.
Kansas.
You were born in Kansas?
No, I was just going to rip on them.
No, do it. We love ripping on Kansas. Kansas sucks.
Okay. I actually just read that there's a study that shows that Kansas itself is actually flatter than a pancake. Like, when you take a... it's hard to describe. Like, Kansas itself is just like... where, like, if you take a pancake and you, like, measure it, like... it doesn't matter. You just fuck Kansas.
You know, that's weird that people say that, but, like, Kansas has hills.
Like, yeah.
There's no hills in Chicago. There's no hills in New Orleans. Yeah. There's fucking hills in Kansas.
I know there's no hills in Texas. I know that.
No, there's a lot of hills in Texas. There's Hank Hill, Peggy Hill, Bobby Hill,
Cotton Hill. Get out of here.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, I didn't even think about that. That's pretty good, though.
So, Jesse, Baron Corbin's gimmick is he's the Son of Anarchy guy with a wolf on his fucking cut who beats
do you remember that band we played with them at like Collapse Fest one year, the Death Valley Wolf Riders? I don't remember those guys. They kind of had like the same gimmick where they had vests with fucking crazy wolves on the back of them.
Maybe he got his vest from one of those guys.
Maybe. Every time I see it, that's what I think of. And
he might know them. Kansas City is not the biggest city.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it's not very big at all. But
fucking Baron Corbin is, he's a fucking beast of a man.
Yeah, he beats his opponents really fast. So the NXT crowd has developed this thing where they start counting during his matches to see how long it's gonna go.
Yeah.
They usually go like 15 seconds. And there's another wrestler named Bull Dempsey who also has a gimmick where he beats everyone really fast. And so about a week ago, Baron Corbin had a match where the fans started counting 1, 2, 3, and you get the point. And they get up to like 15 and Baron Corbin wins his match. Bull Dempsey has the next match and the fans count along and they get past the point where Baron Corbin had already won. And they start booing and chanting Baron Corbin's better.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So this match starts, and Baron Corbin, the fans are counting. They get to about 20, and then they get bored, and they see that Bull Dempsey is watching. Baron Corbin hits his finish and wins, and they have a stare off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be they're going to have a fucking badass match.
I hear that the match is actually not that good.
Oh, what? They already have?
Well, they tape in advance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whenever I see it, I think it'll be good. But if you put those two guys together as a tag team, they would fucking be pretty devastating, I think.
Bull Dempsey sucks.
You don't like Bull Dempsey?
I don't like Bull Dempsey. Like,
we were talking about him like a couple weeks ago.
He has like a big head and a tiny body. He wears the fat man singlet, but he's not quite fat enough.
He's weirdly proportioned. He wears a singlet like King Kong Bundy used to. Yeah, that has King like Kong no Bundy legs is. To it.
Yeah. You have like it's like really low cut, so it's supposed to show off the fact that you have a fat belly, but he really doesn't. He's just kind of stocky. Yeah.
It's kind of distracting.
What's his name?
He's Hollywood fat.
Yeah, right there.
He doesn't really have a tough man voice. His voice doesn't fit his gimmick.
Yeah. Baron Corbin doesn't fucking talk at all.
Nope. He's a silent assassin.
Hero talking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Jesse's looking him up right now.
So next up we had, oh my god, The Ascension versus Finn Balor and Hideo Itami.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking on point.
Jim, that entrance. Finn
Balor entrance.
That entrance, though.
Oh, fuck, man. Fuck everybody on the main roster. Fuck everybody in wrestling ever. That fucking entrance was the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't think he'd have body paint.
I'd only ever seen pictures of him with that body paint on.
Yeah.
I'd never actually seen it in that. It was fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
And he crawls
so
out.
So he has, like, cyber dreads on. He has his face painted, like, and his neck is painted like an open mouth and shit with fangs and shit.
I loved that so fucking much. That was so good. What the hell is wrong with people on the fucking main floor?
And his music was awesome, and the lights would flash when the music would hit like a high note. Fucking awesome. And Ascension is staring at him like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah.
And Kenta came out dressed like fucking Scorpion. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And they had the fucking pretty good match with the fucking Ascension.
Yeah, I don't think the Ascension can be credited for that because they don't have good matches with anyone. Oh, no.
They fucking, Kenta and Balor made that fucking match what it was.
And speaking of Kenta, like, NXT fans are the shit because, like, one guy started chanting, we want Kenta, while Kenta was in the ring. And the fans started booing those guys furiously and started chanting, Hideo, Hideo. Like, quit being a dick. Like, we know his name used to be Kenta, but he's Hideo Itami now, and he's here for us.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking cool.
Like, I could call him Kenta because I know Kenta since Kenta was Kenta. Like I went to go see Kenta versus Austin Aries live.
Right.
That shit was awesome. But still, like, I'm gonna chant Hideo if I'm at a fucking show and he's there and he's Hideo. I'm not gonna chant Kenta like a dick.
That's his name. Like, you're being a fucking wrestling know-it-all.
You don't,
like,
chant Isaac Yankem at Kane because he used to be Isaac Yankem.
That's a wrestling history right there,
dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like people chanting people started chanting Isaac Yankum when Kane was like just starting out or whatever. Yeah. It's like
congratulations. You own a wrestling magazine.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off, dude. The internet exists. We know who this motherfucker is. All right. He came out last pay-per-view, said, hey, I'm starting new. I'm not Kenta anymore. I'm Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah. This match was fucking sweet. Fucking Kenta and Finn Balor can goddamn work.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hideo Itami has, like, the best gimmick where he can tease to go to sleep and get heat when it gets broken up because he put Rick Richter on his shoulders. And right, and the fans went nuts. Like, they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And then Connor broke it up, and they booed him furiously.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go for the Fall of Man, and then Hideo breaks it up, and then they hit double foot stomps on the Ascension.
Yeah, at the same time.
At the same time.
Damn time. Oh, my God. It's so good.
We even got a reverse Bloody Sunday. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was an outside dive. Finn Balor did a flip dive, so that's the third flip dive of the show.
Yep.
Definitely not the last.
Yeah. So, okay, so what was next then?
Yeah, so Balor and Itami won this match.
That's right,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Roman Reigns had an interview. He said, hey, I'm here to see a great show.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you, Roman Reigns, for your for your useless opinion.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. Now, I know you hate women, Jim.
Yeah. Furiously, I hate women.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I won't hate Jesse. Calm down.
fuck you, Jim.
No, this was a fucking great. Great fucking match. It really was. Charlotte and Sasha, this is a fucking great match.
I've been a Sasha Banks fan for a while because her gimmick is she's a hood chick. And I see hood chicks every day with fucking shirts that say boss and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone to take that and make it a wrestling character is awesome.
Or she's not at it. She's not a ratchet hoe.
Yeah, but she is a ratchet hoe.
She's kind of a ratchet hoe, let's be honest. Sasha Banks.
These hoes kick the shit out of each other, like...
Oh, man.
Chops and shit, and, like, fucking superplexes, and top rope, whatever fucking Charlotte's finisher is called, bow down to the queen, natural selection. Yeah. They keep changing the name of it.
Yeah, I think it's...
Sasha even did an outside dive in this match.
Was there an outside
dive? There was an outside dive in this match. There's an outside dive in every match except the Baron Corbin match.
I guess I must not have paid attention and saw that, but I watched that whole match. It was a great match. I must have turned away.
You must have been washing your hair during that match.
I think I probably was. I think that was the match that I was watching while I was fucking standing there, like washing my hair. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is fucking awesome. I could not like take my eyes off it for more than like 2 seconds because I didn't want to miss anything.
Like you're calling Immortal Jeopardy?
Yeah, Immortal Jeopardy. Oh, the top.
Immortal Jeopardy. Immortal Jeopardy. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
It was great. That was a good, really, really fucking sweet.
Yeah, so next up we had our main event.
Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville for the NXT title. God damn it.
And if Zayn loses, he's walking away. He doesn't deserve to be here anymore if he can't be the NXT champion.
Did it ever pass through your mind that he loses, okay? Say Sami Zayn lost. Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn loses. Sami Zayn's gone. Here comes El Generico. Here he comes back with a fucking mask on. El Generico's in WWE. That would have been fucking cool. But
I didn't have for 1 second think that was going to happen just because I know how WWE is. But I did think that if he wasn't going to win, that somehow it would be because of Kevin Owens costing him the match and leading to him saying, I can't leave because I have to finish this business.
Right.
That was my thoughts. And earlier in the show, there was a part where, like, Sami Zayn was in the locker room getting ready, and, like, he looks over to his right, and fucking Kevin Owens is sitting there.
I know. What that pissed me off sweet. Is that they were doing a fucking split-screen replay thing at that time.
Yeah.
They were, like, showing a fucking interview with Adrian Neville, or do something like that. Sammy. And then they showed... Yeah, and then they showed Sami Zayn up in the corner, like a live feed in the locker room, and they panned around, and Kevin Steen's just sitting there staring at him. And he had just gotten his fucking nose stitched up.
Yeah, that was fucking tits.
And I kept watching. I'm like, take it the fuck away. Build on this. Build on this. Nobody can see this. Like, come on.
I saw it. Everybody saw it.
I saw it. It was fucking great.
Yeah. So yeah, this match was fucking awesome. This was a wrestling match.
Baby. Oh my god. So fucking good. I really like towards the end there. Like this match, like you actually felt like shit, he could fucking lose. Like there's a fucking chance. They made me believe like this guy could fucking lose. Yeah. That Sami Zayn could fucking lose. They made me fucking care.
They did all their big spots. There were fucking outside dives. My favorite spot was like the best parts were like the near falls and the slow storytelling of how Sami Zayn is this nice guy. And that's been his downfall, where he's too nice. So he's never going to be the champion. He's never going to win the big one because he's such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Last time Adrian Neville and Sami Zayn had a match, Adrian Neville hurt his knee coming down on the Red Arrow when Sami Zayn were out of the way. And Sami Zayn was such a nice guy that he had to check on him, which caused him to get rolled up by Adrian Neville and lose that match. So in this match, there was a spot where Adrian Neville and the ref knock heads together, and they're both down, and Sami has to make a moral dilemma whether he should take advantage of his fallen opponent or check on the referee. And he's conflicted for what seems like forever on what he's going to do. And his goodness gets the better of him. He checks on the referee. He sees the referee's fine. He turns around, eats a super kick, gets a reverse Frankensteiner hit on him.
Oh, man. That was fucking cool.
Yeah, and he kicks out.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome.
And then there was that other spot where the ref gets knocked out again.
Yeah, the referee got hit with the Yakuza kick.
Yeah, Adrian Neville, I'm sorry, goes and gets the NXT title and tries to hit Sami with it. Sami blocks it and hits Neville, can't remember, with, I don't know, maybe super kick or something, hits him, and he drops the belt. Then Sami, like, sees the belt, sees the ref, like, knocked out, looks over at Adrian Neville, looks back at the belt, picks the belt.
The fans are chanting no.
Yeah. Like, you don't get a fucking audience that gives a shit that much.
Right? And, like these fans are, they're not, like, chanting for Randy Savage or JBL fucking hijacking the show. They're a part of the show, and they know their part, and they play along.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
he threw the belt down.
Yeah.
And then he gets rolled up by Adrian Neville, and then he kicks out at the last fucking second.
Yeah. And then he gets the fucking
the exploder into the corner, hits him with a haluva kick. 1, 2, 3, new fucking champion.
Yep.
Awesome.
Kevin Steen.
Yeah, the entire locker room comes out. Kevin Steen fucking runs in front of everybody, goes in and they hug. Steen's still bleeding and shit.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, big cast and shit, they hoist him up on his shoulders. Even Sami Callihan was out there. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Fucking Pat Patterson, my nigga Pat.
Yeah. Fucking Mr. Patterson. Oh, man. And fucking... William Regal was out there.
It was awesome. Confetti and shit.
Then
Adrian Neville gets up. Sami Zayn sticks out his hand. Adrian Neville kicks the hand away and they hug. Then he bounces. And everybody leaves the ring and he continues to celebrate. And Jim, I gotta say, they got me. They fucking got me. Because in my head, I'm thinking, Kevin Owens is going to attack Sami Zayn. He came out, he didn't attack him. It's like, all right, if he's not going to attack him. So probably when all these people leave, there's too many people in the ring, so all the people are going to leave, then he's going to attack him. No, he didn't attack him. He celebrates for like 10 minutes. Sami Zayn fucking celebrates and the fans clap and cheer and confetti falls. Mm. And Sami's getting out of the ring, sitting on the ring apron, and Kevin comes, talks to him, and they hug. And they put up the little copyright logo. I'm like, all right, this show is over. And I leave. I have to go talk to somebody on Skype. Fucking, why does my Twitter blow up with people posting pictures of Sami Zayn on the ground? I'm like, fuck, what the fuck did I just miss? So I have to go and download the show and go straight to the end and see what happened. So Kevin Owens is hugging Sami Zayn. They play the copyright logo and it goes away. Where I thought the show was over. They're walking up the ramp. Fucking Steen clotheslines him and then powerbombs him on the ring apron.
Oh, he didn't just fucking clothesline him. He grabbed him by his neck and smashed his head down into the ground.
Yes.
He did one of those things.
Yes.
And then fucking picked him up and did the powerbomb right on the edge of the ring apron. And then just kind of fucking like looked at him while he was walking away.
And then Boy Greene goes like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, mate? And he's just like, whatever, fuck you, you know?
That's terrible. So,
oh man, they're about to have the fucking best fucking rivalry. Seriously, NXT, WWE, they have no idea the kind of shit
they should put that match on WrestleMania.
Oh, dude.
I guarantee nothing is going to be better on WrestleMania than Kevin Steen versus El Generico for the NXT title.
Not at all. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
I heard they're going to do a three-way feud first, and then they're going to do the one-on-one feud. So it's going to be Owens, Zayn, and Neville.
Yeah. there's your fucking takeover, our evolution. Guys, if you're not watching NXT and you enjoy wrestling, get on it. Get on it as soon as you can.
Audit.com/Steve.
Audit.com/Steve. You'll be standing at full ass to Luke. I love doing that.
Yeah, so getonit.com. Yeah. Don't forget to put in /Steve to get you 10%.
Get you the 10% off and help this podcast.
Keep this motherfucker free.
So, well, there it is.
That is NXT. Oh, I shot so many loads, bro.
Like, I applauded after I watched that. And it was only me watching it at home. Like, there was no other applause with it. It was just me clapping because it was just that fucking good.
When does NXT usually go?
It's on the WWE Network every Thursday.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And these are all the guys that are like in the performance center.
The developmental territory.
Yeah, developmental, yeah. They're quote unquote farm league, you know, like it would
where
be
everyone like, is better than everyone on the main roster.
Yeah. It's a magical place.
You know, it sounds like it's a lot more fun than
dude, it's
I haven't been like super interested in wrestling since I was like 8.
Yeah. You would really dig it.
It's such a simple show to watch. The show is usually an hour. This was a special, so it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
You get like 3 matches. Like that, most of them are squash matches. So it's a lot of character building, lots of characters, fucking women that can wrestle. Remember when women had wrestling matches?
Yeah. And they weren't on fucking stupid reality shows.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Speaking of which, Total Diva comes back next month, so I got something I can look forward
Christ.
To.
Someone tell Paige to get off that show. I don't want to start having to hate her. I like Paige.
Naomi quit the show, so I guess she wants to be a fucking champion. That's probably why.
Yeah. Well, Nikki's on the show, but she's a champion.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I guess that rule doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
What's the premise of this Total Diva show?
Chicks being angry at each
other. Just the Kardashians for wrestling.
Yeah. It's on.
Like, the people that watch it aren't wrestling fans.
Why would anybody... God, everything on E is bad.
Yeah, I know.
This girl from work watches Total Divas.
And she doesn't even like wrestling?
Doesn't like wrestling. I was watching Raw at work, and she was like, John Cena. I'm like, how the fuck do you know who John Cena is? She's like, I watch Total Divas. My mom watches Total Divas.
Oh, boy.
And she'll call me and be like, hey, what happened to the Funkadactyls? I'm like, oh, they broke up. Like, I follow Naomi on Facebook. I'm like, all right.
I'm concerned about the Funkadactyls. What happened? Where are they at?
This has been a long show. But Jesse Jones, thank you for coming on. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, man. And Happy New Year.
Yeah. So, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
As much as I'm going to do. Okay. I'm broke.
What'd you get Cassie?
Huh?
What did you get Cassie?
Roof over her head.
Oh, okay.
That's good enough. All right.
And the deep. Oh, my.
But yeah, unfortunately,
and she was lucky to get that.
If she plays her cards right, I'll put some food on her table too. She just had her birthday. We went out for dinner for her birthday, and it was a lovely evening. We'll probably do something similar for Christmas, but that will be a bullet point to us visiting family. Holidays are very stressful for us.
Don't you have 10 brothers and sisters?
Yeah, and I've got 10 brothers and sisters, and she's got 10 nieces and nephews. So the holidays are a pain in the ass for both of us because we both come from big families. So it's usually not until after the holidays that we get stuff for each other, because we're so broke during the holidays. That and she works that seasonal job at Worlds of Fun,
right.
And so right now she's unemployed, and I'm not kidding whenever I say what Kathy gave for Christmas, a fucking roof over her head, because that's all I can afford to pay for right now. So awful and cynical. But no, I love her and she deserves the world. And I wish I could give her more, but unfortunately, I cannot until she gets a job.
Aww.
That's the gayest thing we've ever had on the show. And I've had people talk about gender issues.
I was just happy to provide the studio audience at the end of that little
track. Aww.
I did watch the Girl Meets World Christmas episode on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Sean Hunter was going to be on it, and Corey's parents.
Yeah.
And his brother.
Oh, my God.
And Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond wasn't on it.
Terry McGinnis wasn't there?
He wasn't there. It was the little brother, the baby.
Well, what the fuck are you thinking?
He's on a Disney show. Well, he was Deadpool on the Disney show.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, but I don't know. That show sucks, by the way.
Girl Meets World, or
yeah, Girl Meets World.
Oh, big fucking shocker!
That show sucks. You just want to see Corey and Topanga, but you got to follow Riley and shit.
Yeah, Topanga is still fine as hell.
They still look the same. They have not aged. He has a little old man face. Corey does, but not much.
Now Topanga's still totally.
1998 never ended for them.
Oh man,
yeah.
Topanga. So, well, you ready to wrap this up?
Let's wrap this up because it's been a long ass show, so I'm gonna have fun editing this shit down.
Yeah.
So as always, Rock and Wrestling Podcast.podomatic.com, rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, and my favorite, Stitcher motherfucking radio, bitch.
What?
Dice Dojo board game night Wednesday night, free board games. I will be there swinging meaty pole like Kamen Rider O's, and then karaoke where I might sing some Weezer because I sang Weezer last week and some Blink 182.
Nice.
Yeah. What else do we usually plug? Our Twitters at Sweet Jim Reaper, at Ninja Tyler Black, and at Rock Wrestling PC.
Yeah, I saw you. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so follow that shit because that shit has no followers. You can follow Jesse Jones at Jesse the Inferno.
That does not exist, but okay.
Jesse, not on Twitter, guys.
Sorry.
I'm barely on Facebook.
MySpace.com/thePlutoThing.
MySpace.com, the Jesse Jones fan base site.
Suggestive photographs.
Suggestive. He's naked, folks. You'll enjoy it.
That's not a real thing either.
Oh, was a real thing. And it's
years ago.
Awesome that it was. Jesse, fucking good to have you on the show, bud.
Hey, yep. It's good to be here.
I love to have you back.
Well, you'll have to come back to my place again sometime, and we'll do this. next time you guys do this, I'll definitely like be like prepared to like talk about something.
Mm-hmm. You were prepared. Like, it was fine. We call it in the ring.
Yeah. Just call this some bitch in the ring.
Jim. I like to have a little bit of a
whip to the ropes, duck clothesline,
drop down, shoulder tackle, headlock.
All right, man.
All right, bro. And as they say on the East Coast, keep your dick on brick. And we'll see you next week on the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. Get your ass down the road.